我们今天的读经进度是诗篇106篇。
The Bible reading for today is Psalm 106.
那昨天是105篇。
Yesterday was Psalm 105.
啊，下午的聚会，我们一起来看105篇跟106篇。
So for this afternoon service, we will study Psalm 105 and 106.
啊，我给它取个题目，在智慧中寄居。
The sermon topic is Sojourn with Wisdom.
啊。首先我们来看诗篇105篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 105.
整个诗篇105篇是在记载神对以色列百姓的恩典。
The entire Psalm 105 speaks of God's grace upon the Israelites.
那对以色列百姓的恩典是从跟亚伯拉罕立约开始的。
The grace to the Israelites began with the covenant with Abraham.
我们看105篇的第五节。
Let's read Psalm 105 verse 5. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
第六节。
O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones.
第七节。
And 7. He is the Lord of our God, and his judgments are all in the earth.
这个第七节第八节哈，说神纪念他的约直到永远。
Verse 8, he remembers his covenant forever.
让神跟亚伯兰立约。
The Lord made a covenant with Abraham.
要让他的后裔成为大国。
Such that his descendants would become a great nation.
这个大国包括人很多。
This mighty nation signifies that there will be a great population.
这个大国也包括有一块土地可以住。
It also connotes that there will be a mighty land for them to live.
那接下去就提到他的儿子以撒。
It goes on to speak of his son Isaac.
第九节。
Verse 9.
到第十节就提到雅各。
And verse 10 speaks of Jacob.
然后到十二节。
Verse 12.
当时他们人丁有限，数目稀少，并且在那地为寄居的。
They were few in numbers, indeed very few, and strangers in it.
这个就是指在雅各下到埃及去。
This is in reference to when Jacob went down to Egypt.
那时候人大概有七十二个人。
There were a family about 72 people.
然后到第七节就提到约瑟。
And verse 17 speaks of Joseph.
所以这一章里面就是提到四代亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟。
So Psalm 105 speaks of four generations: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
那他们在本来是住在迦南地。
Previously they dwell in the land of Canaan.
后来到雅各搬到埃及地去。
Later, the Jacob's whole family went down to Egypt.
然后到约瑟的时候，他的后裔这个雅各的后裔就在埃及地就繁荣起来。
By the time of Joseph, the descendants of Jacob became very numerous in the land of Egypt.
所以430年以后变成数目很多，对埃及人造成一个极大的威胁。
430 years later, their population grew to such an extent where it became a threat to the Egyptians.
所以他们就想要回到他们神应许给他们那一块地。
And they desire to return to God's promised land to them.
所以如果我们看创世纪里面亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟，他的心中都有一个共同的一个盼望。
We see that throughout the four generations of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, they all share this common goal.
就是要得到迦南地。
Their hope is to obtain the land of Canaan.
那后来虽然雅各死在埃及地。
Later, even though Jacob died in the land of Egypt,
他特别吩咐以后你们回到迦南地要把我的骨头带回去葬到那里。
He specifically instructed that his bones are to be brought back to the land of Canaan to be buried there.
那在创世纪要结束的时候提到约瑟死了。
By the conclusion of Genesis, it speaks of the death of Joseph.
那最后一节说他的棺木放在田关在埃及。
And the last verse says that his coffin was parked in Egypt.
就没有埋葬了。为什么他等待再带回到迦南地去埋葬
？It wasn't buried because he was waiting for the coffin to be buried when once it was brought to land of Canaan.
所以在埃及地叫做寄居。
Therefore, while they were in Egypt, they were considered sojourners.
就是表示不是永远的。
Which means that it was not forever.
永远那一块地是在迦南地。
The eternal land promised to them was in land of Canaan.
寄居就是做客人。
Being a sojourner means that they are only a guest.
就表示不是永远的。
Which means it's not eternal.
要回到迦南地才是真正永远神要给他们。
Only once they return to the land of Canaan, it's the promised land which God gave to them.
那亚伯兰的另外一个寄居的观念。
And the other concept of being a sojourner for Abraham.
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrews 11.
第九节
Verse 9,
他因着信就在所应许的地方做客人好像在异地居住帐篷与那同盟应许以撒雅各一样
By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob heirs with him of the same promise
第十节
11,
因为他等候那座有根基的城就是神所经营神所建造的
Verse 10, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
所以亚伯兰虽然他的肉体已登到迦南地
Even though physically, Abraham's body is in the land of Canaan.
所以叫做在所应许的地方
And this is why he dwelt in the land of promise.
但是他的心态他好像还是做客人
But mentally, he was still living as a sojourner.
那既然做客人所以他生活很简单
And since he's a sojourner, he lived a very simple life.
他住帐篷。
He dwelt in a tent.
很简单。
Which is a very simple life.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为他向往另外一个地方。
For he longed for another place.
另外一个城。
Another city.
是有根基的，神所经营，神所建造的。
Which has foundations and whose builder and maker is God.
那个就是天国。
Which is the heavenly kingdom.
所以天国才是他真的要去的地方。
Therefore.Heavenly kingdom is his ultimate destination.
那地上的这一块流奶与蜜之地是做客。
And while he was living in the land of milk and honey, he was merely a sojourner.
那今天我们再来看我们的生活。
Now as we look back and reflect upon our current life,
圣经有一个很重要的观念。
The Bible has a very important concept.
我们信了主耶稣之后，在地上的生活是寄居的。
After we have believed in Jesus Christ,living on this earth, we are mere sojourners.
我们看彼得前书第二章
First Peter chapter 2,
十一节
verse 11.
二章十一节
chapter 2, verse 11.
亲爱的弟兄，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
Beloved, I beg you, and sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul.
所以这里说我们是客旅，是寄居的。
It states here that we are mere sojourners and pilgrims.
我们在这个地上啊，人生不长。
Our days on this earth is very short.
我们一天都是在漂泊。
We are mere mist drifting about.
那飘到哪里？飘到天国。
Where are we drifting? We're drifting to our heavenly kingdom.
这个就是流奶与蜜之地，就是我们在洗礼的时候，神跟我们立约应许要给我们的地方。
Which is the promised land, land of flowing of milk and honey, which takes place at the time of our baptism, the Lord promised to us.
所以什么叫做成功？
What does it mean to be success?
世界上有世界上的定义。
There's worldly definition of success.
圣经有圣经的定义。
There's also the biblical definition of success.
但是我们在世界上的生活，圣经说是在演戏。
But as we live in this world, the Bible tells us that we are merely actors on the stage.
看一场戏大概两三个钟头。
Maybe a theatrical play maybe lasts 2 or 3 hours.
那戏就完了。
And after which it concludes.
所以我们在地上不管什么角色，几十年就过去了。
So regardless of what kind of role we play on this world. After a few decades, it's gone, it's over.
所以连地上的成功也会过去。
So even the worldly successes will eventually end.
这个不是最重要。
These are not the most important.
最重要是能够达到神要我们去的地方。
The most important is to be able to gain entry into God's promised land.
就是天上的家乡。
Which is the heavenly kingdom.
那一块流奶与蜜的地方。
The land flowing with milk and honey.
那这个叫做成功。
This is what means to be successful.
这是不会过去的。
Because it's eternal and will never go away.
那从我们还没有洗礼以前。
And before we were even baptized.
叫做在埃及地。
It refers to the stage when we are still in the land of Egypt.
还没有开始漂泊。
We haven't started drifting yet.
啊，过红海就是洗礼。
And after, when we cross the Red Sea, it symbolizes the baptism.
啊，所以从红海过了以后到迦南地，这个就是漂泊的生活。
So after we cross the Red Sea, after the baptism, and as we journey about in the wilderness, this is the life of sojourning.
啊，因此我们要确定我们最后能够进到迦南地。
And we have to be absolutely sure that ultimately we can reach into the land of Canaan.
那这个叫成功。
This is the Bible definition of success.
那在诗篇105篇里面
，In Psalm 105，
我们可以看到每一天的生活，哦，都是神的恩典。
We can see that each day consists of God's abundant grace.
从亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟
，Beginning with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph.
所以信仰是每天在体验神。
So a faith is something that we can experience God each and every day.
那这样，我们每一天，我们的心都不会离开神。
In this way, we will not allow our heart to depart from God.
哦，那到了约瑟以后
，And after the time of Joseph，
就从二十六节一百零五篇二十六节开始。
In Psalm 105, verse 26，
二十六节是神要带领他们出埃及。
This is when God brought them out of Egypt.
但是遇到这个法老王，有兵权，又是王。
But they encounter this opponent of a pharaoh who had great authority and plus the army.
要出埃及差不多是不可能的。
And it was made it almost impossible for them to depart.
但是在神无所不能。
But God, for God, everything is possible.
所以神用十个灾殃让法老让他们出去。
So God used the 10 plagues to force the pharaoh allow their departure.
那今天我们要信耶稣真的不简单啊。
Today is no easy task to believe in Jesus Christ.
为什么？因为在灵界里面有一个力量。
Why is that? Because in the spiritual world, there is a special force.
那个力量就是魔鬼。
That force belongs to Satan.
魔鬼占领人的心。
Satan can possess people's heart.
魔鬼放下各样的障碍。
Satan can place all sorts of obstacles in our way.
这个障碍如果拿不掉，人就没有办法信耶稣。
If we are unable to remove the obstacles, then we cannot successfully believe in Christ.
所以圣经叫做我们征战的兵器不是属乎血气。
The Bible tells us that the weapons that we use are not fleshly ones.
不是外在肉体的条件。
It's not the external physical conditions.
这要带领人来信耶稣，这个是没有帮助的。
Because all these things will not help people to believe in Christ.
那我们征战的兵器是什么？
What are the weapons of our spiritual force?
在神的面前有能力。
That we are to be mighty inside of God.
所以当保罗一次证道，三千个人悔改。
So when Peter preached, evangelized, 3,000 people were baptized.
他里面那个最顽固的障碍，罪就拿掉了。
And that most stubborn obstacle, sin, was removed.
那他们就归到神的国里面了。
And the people came into God's kingdom.
所以今天要叫人认罪，何等的困难。
How difficult it is to make people confess to their sins.
因为魔鬼把各种的理由放到里面。
Because the devil has placed all sorts of reasons within people's mind.
是人没有办法看到自己的罪。
So people are blinded to their own sins.
或者看到，因为自尊，他也不愿意承认自己的罪。
Or even if they can see their own sins because of their self-dignity, they refuse to admit it.
或者虽然承认自己的罪，也没有力量离开罪。
Or even if they do admit to their own sins, they are powerless to depart from their sinful ways.
所以知道救恩很好。
So it's great to know the salvation.
但是永远没有办法出埃及。
But they can never depart from Egypt.
只是有一个方法。
There is only one way.
要靠着神的大能大力。
We have to rely upon God's mighty power.
因此祷告很重要。
Thus it's very important to pray.
当神在做工。
When God is working.
一切的障碍都不是障碍。
Then no obstacle is considered obstacle.
但是这个过程就是神迹。
But this process in and of itself is a miracle.
所以诗篇105篇就是在讲神的神迹。
Psalm 105 tells of God's great miracles.
能够出埃及就是神迹。
To be able to depart from Egypt is a miracle in itself.
今天我们能够信耶稣就是神迹。
Today we can believe in Jesus Christ is a miracle.
如果没有神的工作，不可能脱离魔鬼的。
Without God's work, there is no way we can depart from the control of Satan.
那他们满心感谢神。
The people were filled with thanksgiving and gratitude.
我们看十二节一百零六篇。
Let's read Psalm 106, verse 12.
那时他们才信他的话，歌唱赞美他。
And at that time, they believed his words, they sang his praise.
就是他们过了红海。
After they crossed the Red Sea,
那个海啊，分作两半。
The sea was split open in two.
你可以看到好像墙壁这样，是水这样被刀切作两半，这样走过去。
And they were able to walk through the dry ground and seeing the sheer oceans and being split into two walls.
这个太奇妙的神迹啊
！This is such a mighty, wonderful miracle.
那他们走过去。
And after they crossed the Red Sea,
埃及的追兵来了。
The Egyptian army chased after them.
糟糕了，怎么办？
So what can they do?
如果被他追上，还是会被杀掉。
Because if they were to catch up with if the Egyptians could catch up, then they would still be slaughtered.
但是就很奇妙，那个水就合起来，就全部死光了。
But miraculously, God allowed the water to collapse, and they were all wiped away.
他们的危险就没有了。
Their danger no longer existed.
所以在这个时候，他们才信神的话。
It was at such time that they believed in God's word.
唱歌赞美他。
And they sing praises.
也就是他们心才归向他。
It was then that their heart turned to God.
归向天上的神。
It turned to the God in heaven.
所以可见一个人信仰要把心完全归向神，这需要一段时间。
So we can see that in order to turn a person's heart toward God requires a long process.
不断认识神，不断体验神，体验到最后，我的心完全属神。
To continually know God and experience God until the very point where their heart completely belongs to God.
但是这并不等于说这样我就可以走到天国。
But this does not mean that they are able to complete the journey to heaven.
第二个困难。
There is another obstacle.
我们看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's read Psalm 106.
十三节。
Verse 13.
等不多时，他们就忘了他的作为，不仰望他的指教。
They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel.
忘了神的作为就是忘了神的伟大。
To forget his works means forget God's mighty power.
就是忘了神的恩典。
They forget about God's grace.
当一个人忘了神的恩典。
When a person forgets God's grace.
这个人的心就开始离开了神。
Then this heart has strayed from God.
我们看保罗怎么说。
Let's look at what Paul says.
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians 15.
第十节。
Verse 10.
然而我今日成为何等人，是神蒙神的恩典才成的，并且他赐给我的恩不是突然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这也不是我，乃是神赐给我的恩与我同在。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这里说我今日成为何等人，这是神的恩典。
It says that today I become who I am because of God's grace.
那我们就来想。
So let's think.
我今日是何等人。
Who am I today?
从属灵上，再从这个地面上，物质上来看。
Spiritually speaking, and also from a worldly perspective.
如果今天我们没有得到救恩，
if today we did not receive salvation,
我们对神没有体验，
and we had never experienced God,
人生有什么盼望？
Then what hope can we possibly have in this life?
第二个，
second,
如果我们今天没有认识神，
if today we did not come to know God,
每一天生活那种平安跟喜乐从哪里来？
Where can we possibly derive the peace and joy in each day of our life?
如果我们今天没有认识神，
if today we did not know God,
生命的价值意义在哪里？没有答案。
Where is the purpose and meaning of our life? There is no answer.
如果今天我们没有认识神，
if today we did not know God,
我们想想看，
let's think about this.
我们的婚姻会变成什么？
What will our marriage turn into?
我们的子女会变成什么？
How will our children turn into?
我们的家庭会变成什么？
How will our family develop into?
我们的事业有今天这样的样子吗？
Can our career possibly attain to the stage that it has today?
所以今天的我，这不是偶然的。
So who we are today is no coincidence.
我们要了解今天的我们是神很多的恩典累积才达到这个地步。
Who we are today is really a product of many of God's graces accumulated until today.
有一天如果我们忘记了，
if one day we forget about this,
我们倒把它当作理所当然，
and we take it for granted.
因为我聪明嘛，所以我会信耶稣。
Because I'm smart, that's why I believe in Christ.
我爸爸妈妈信，所以我自然信。
My parents believe, therefore I believe.
事业因为我努力嘛，所以我今天就有成就。
I'm successful in my career because I work hard at it.
孩子嘛，因为我会教，所以孩子变得很好。
My children are great because I teach them well.
当我们忘记了神的恩典，
when we forget about God's grace,
我们的心就开始离开神。
Then our heart will start to stray away from God.
我们的心开始离开神，
And once our heart strays away from God,
就是属灵天国路走不下去的开始。
And that will mark the beginning in which we will turn away from the journey to heaven.
所以从诗篇106篇第12节开始，13节开始。
So from Psalm 106, from verse 12 and 13 and onward,
一直到结束。
Until the end.
我们就看到有几个很重要的原因，为什么以色列百姓走不到迦南地。
We see several very important reasons why the Israelites could not gain entry into Canaan.
这是历史上的事实。
This is a historical fact.
但是这个历史的事实有属灵的含义。
But this historical fact also points to spiritual significance.
因此要把这条路走完。
In order to finish this journey,
要漂泊漂到天国。
We have to sojourn until heaven.
要寄居寄居到最后能够回到我们所盼望的天国。
We sojourn from place to place until finally we reach our heaven that we had hoped for.
我们需要从历史得到教训。
We have to learn from the historical lessons.
啊，这个就是智慧。
This is a wisdom.
所以我们本身不需要再去摸索。
In this way, we no longer have to grapple in the darkness.
世界上很多的事情，从尝试错误当中，我们可以学到智慧。
In this world, we are able to gain wisdom through trial and error.
哦，但是在属灵的天国路。
But in the journey to heaven,
有时候一个错误，我们就永远离开神。
Sometimes because of one mistake, we will depart from God forever.
但是圣经里面也有很多的例子，我们可以去避免重复那个错误。
But in the Bible, it contains many examples in which will serve as good warning for us to deter us from mistakes.
所以我们需要智慧。
Thus, we require this wisdom.
因此圣经才说，说圣经是神所默示的。
The Bible says that the scriptures were inspired by God.
这英文叫 breathe 就神的气吹在人的身上。
So in the original text, God breathed His life into this text.
所以这个圣经的观念是神吹在人的身上。
So the concept in the Bible is that God has breath into people.
那最后要做什么？让我们有得救的智慧。
What's the ultimate purpose so that we have the wisdom to be saved?
所以我们如果读圣经。
When we read the Bible,
知道怎么做可以上天国，怎么做不能上天国，那我们就有得救的智慧。
And we understand what we ought to do and what we ought not to do in order to gain entry to heaven, then we have the wisdom to salvation.
好，我们看第一个障碍是什么。
Let's study the first obstacle.
诗篇106篇。
Psalm 106.
14节。
Verse 14.
跟15节。
And 15.But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert, and he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul.
如果我们看英文圣经是很有趣的。
This kind of interesting it mentions here.
也是可以帮助我们了解中文圣经。
This will help us gain a more complete picture.
说以色列百姓在旷野起欲心。
That the Israelites lusted in the wilderness.
他们有没有东西吃？当然有。
Did they have anything to eat? Of course, they did.
有没有够吃？当然有。
Did they have sufficient to eat? Yes.
每天都有 manna.
Because they had manna every day.
吃剩下的才烂掉。
And whatever was left over will rot.
那他们要吃多少都可以捡多少。
And they can eat as much as their heart content.
那什么叫做大起欲心？
What does it mean to lust exceedingly?
在埃及有韭菜，有肉，有鱼，有很多东西。
Because while they were in Egypt, they had all sorts of vegetables and meat to enjoy.
所以在旷野，他也要想埃及那个享受。
So while they were in the wilderness, they were thinking and reminiscing on all the luxuries they had in Egypt.
那什么叫在荒地试探神？
What does it mean to test God in the desert?
神没有办法，怎么有可能在这个地方摆筵席给我们吃，给我们肉吃？
They complained to God, how can you possibly give us banquet in this wilderness?
这个就是试探神。
This was testing God.
神怎么没有办法？
How is it that God is incapable of doing that?
太简单了。
It's so simple for him.
一阵风一吹，所有的烟豚就来了。
One draft of wind, and all the quails descended.
你肉吃不完。
And they had so much meat that they cannot finish them.
所以怎么可以说神什么东西他做不到呢？
So how can they possibly say that whatever is too impossible for God to achieve?
这个叫做试探神，神不高兴。
This was a testing of God, and God was very unhappy.
好，那既然他要，神就给他。
And since they desire and lusted this, God granted their request.
其实神最知道在什么情况、什么样的人，他可以过什么样程度的生活。
Because God knows best whatever kind of reward we can obtain at the appropriate time in our life.
所以有时候我们看到，人经济很好，但是信仰也很好。
Sometimes we observe that some members very financially sound, and but they also have very good faith.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神知道他配得。
Because God knows that they are worthy.
所以神可以祝福他，不会因为祝福他的信仰被腐化。
Thus God will reward them, and their faith will not be corrupted because of these rewards.
那为什么有时候我们觉得我一生奋斗要赚钱，就是赚不到钱？
And sometimes we feel like we work so hard all life long. How come we don't have much to show for?
因为神知道我们能够承受的福气是到什么程度。
Because God is fully aware how much we deserve to be treated.
如果超过这个程度，超过的福气会腐化我们的信仰。
Because if we exceed too much reward, it will rot our soul.
所以我们需要什么态度？
So what kind of attitude should we have?
就是神给我们什么，我们就在那个程度上过着感恩的生活。
Whatever God has given us at that moment in time, we have to be grateful for what He has given us.
但是如果我们要强求，神也会给我们。
But if we really lust after whatever we desire, God will still grant it to us.
所以十五节，神将他们所求的事给他们。
So God gave them their request.
下面一句，请读。
And the next is but sent leanness into their soul.
这个英文说哈，使他的灵魂呢，神不让他的灵魂瘦了。
So God allowed their soul to become lean, thin out.
瘦就是没有力量。
When a person is thin, they don't have the strength.
你看那个日本那个摔跤，哇，人高马又胖又重。
If you look at the Japanese sumo wrestlers, they are so built and stout.
如果像我们这个身材一丢就出去了。
If we wrestle with them, then we will be defeated for sure.
欲望太多，灵性就软弱。
When a person has too much lust, their soul will become weakened.
你想想看，二十年前、三十年前
，If you think back 20 or 30 years ago，
四十年前
，40 years ago，
我们的教会多有力量
，How powerful our church was！
但是我们想，那时候的生活是什么
？But think about what kind of lifestyle they enjoyed back
then. 比现在单纯很多。
It was very simple compared to our current lifestyle.
因为单纯就能够专心。
Because they were simple in their lifestyle, they can focus.
因为单纯，所以就知道靠神。
And because of their simple lifestyle, they can rely upon God.
现在我们太多了。
But nowadays, we enjoy so much.
我们就不容易专心。
It's hard for us to focus.
当我们太多了。
Once we have too much.
我们的生活就在天国，我们还需要什么？
Our life on earth is like in heaven. Do we still need God?
所以有时候对地上的欲望太多，人的灵性就越来越弱。
So if we have too much earthly lust, then our soul will become very weakened.
所以什么是智慧？
What is true wisdom?
就是我们所追求的，不要影响我们属灵的这种力量。
It means that whatever we pursue after will not become a factor to weaken us in our soul.
如果多一个东西，会影响我们跟神的关系。
If we possess one more item, but it will impact our relationship with God.
那这个东西最好不要。
And it's better that we don't have it.
不是不可以。
It doesn't mean that we are unallowed to have it.
我有钱了，我怎么不可以？
If I have money, why can't I?
是我们自己有这个智慧来衡量。
But we need to have the self-wisdom to differentiate.
所以我选择不要。
So I choose not to have it.
我选择单纯一点。
I choose to live simple life.
所以我的信仰能够比较有力量。
So that my faith will be strengthened.
这需要智慧啊。
This also requires wisdom.
因为那个追求的平衡点在哪里？
Where is that balance point in the pursuit?
这需要智慧啊。
This requires wisdom.
所以我们在信仰生活不要羡慕别人。
So in our faith, we should not envy others.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们的目标是天国。
Because our ultimate goal is in heaven.
我要求神给我们有智慧。
We need to pursue for the wisdom from God.
我要怎么生活，让我跟我的全家能够很有力量的走天国路？
How can I live in such a way that myself and my whole family can walk mightily on the journey to God?
不要抄别人，不要模仿别人，不要羡慕别人。
We don't need to envy others, imitate or copy others.
我每一个人要站在神的面前，了解神要我怎么生活。
Each person must be fully recognized of how God wants us to live.
所以教会，我们每一个人注意力要往神看。
So in the church, each person's focus should be upon God,
而不是在物质上互相模仿。
Rather than imitating each other materially.
教会是一个向上看的地方。
Church is a place we look to the above.
使我们能够从神重新得力。
So we can receive a renewed strength from God.
我们再回到106篇。
Turn to Psalm 106.
16节。
Verse 16.
他们又在营中嫉妒摩西， 和神的圣者亚伦，十七节。
17.
地裂开，吞灭大丹跟亚比兰一党的人，十八节。
18.
有火在他们党中间发起，有火焰烧着他们恶人。
When they envy Moses in the camp and Aaron the saint of the Lord, the earth opened up and swallowed Dathan and covered the faction of Abiram. A fire was kindled in their company; the flame burnt up the wicked.
在旷野路当中
，while in the wilderness，
很多人走不下去。
A lot of people cannot go on.
为什么
？Why？
以我们现在的话来讲，就是人际关系有问题。
Put it in today's terms, it means that they have interpersonal relationship problems.
就是摩西、大丹、亚比兰，这些事情。
There's some frictions between Moses, Aaron, Dathan, and Abiram.
所以有时候我们要想。
So we need to reflect on this.
我们服侍人最后的目标是什么
？What is the ultimate goal for serving other people?
最后的目标是要上天国。
The ultimate goal is to go to heaven.
所以不要在教会里面因为人际关系而绊倒了。
So while we are in church, we should not allow interpersonal relationship to stumble our steps.
教会的老板是谁
？Who is the boss in the church?
是神。
It's God Himself.
当我们祷告的时候，圣灵降临，就表示神跟我们同在。
When we pray, the Holy Spirit descends, it means God abides with us.
如果神跟我们同在
，If God indeed abides with us,
神在教会里面有他的办法。
Then God has His way of dealing with things in the church.
所以不要因为对人的不满意影响我们的信仰。
So don't let interpersonal relationship or dissatisfaction of it to impact upon our faith.
因为我对神不满意，教会不来了。
Because I'm dissatisfied with certain individuals, so I quit coming to church.
这个就是一种缺乏智慧的决定。
This is a decision that lacks wisdom.
为什么
？Why?
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because church is the body of Christ.
是神同在的地方。
It is a place of God's dwelling.
所以我们来这边拜神啊。
We come here to worship God.
那教会如果没有来久了，就会软弱。
If we don't come to church for a long time, then our soul will grow weak.
我们跟其他人没有团契，就会孤单。
Without fellowship with other people, we become alone.
孤单就会被打倒。
Once we are alone, we'll be defeated.
天国路不能有孤单的人。
The journey to heaven cannot be filled with lonely people.
孤单就走不下去。
Because once you're lonely, you cannot continue on.
我们是互相需要的。
We need each other.
我为你代祷，你为我代祷。
I pray for you, you for me.
我用我的长处补你的短处。
I use my strength to cover your weakness.
你用你的长处补我的短处。
Use your strength to cover my weakness.
在爱的团契里面，彼此包容，彼此帮助。
In this fellowship of love, we accommodate each other and understand each other.
这样我们才能够把天国路走下去。
So in this way, we can continue our journey to heaven.
所以，我们不要因为人的因素而跌倒。
Thus, let us not allow the interpersonal relationship to destroy our faith.
这是第二点。
This is the second point.
我们需要有属灵的智慧。
We need to have spiritual wisdom.
我们是要上天国的。
Because we want to go to heaven.
怎么做会帮助我们上天国
？What should we do in order to gain entry to heaven?
这个要超越人际关系。
We have to surpass the interpersonal frictions.
那到底怎么做？这个叫做智慧。
And how we can go about this requires wisdom.
怎么做让我们不会因为人而影响信仰
？How can we do it in such a way that we will not be destroyed by the interpersonal frictions?
这第二点。
Second.
第三点。
The third point.
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalm 106.
十九节。
Verse 19.
他们在何烈山造的牛犊，叩拜铸成的像，是二十节。
20.
如此将他们荣耀的主变成吃草之牛的像，二十一节。
21.
忘记神他们的救主曾在埃及行大事，二十二节。
22.
在寒地行的奇事，在红海行的可畏之事，二十三节。
23.
所以他说要灭绝他们，若非他所拣选的摩西站在当中，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他就灭绝他们。
They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molded image. Thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them.
十诫哪一条诫命犯的最重？
Which one of the Ten Commandments is considered the most severe infraction?
我说我们常常强调第七诫。
We often stress upon the seventh commandment.
其实从圣经看，第二节是第二节。
But from the study of the scripture, is really the second commandment.
哦，第二节就是不要拜偶像。
Which is do not worship idols.
拜偶像叫做属灵的淫乱。
Idols are worshiping idols is considered the spiritual adultery.
拜偶像叫做属灵婚姻的第三者存在。
Worshiping an idol is allowing third party to step into our spiritual marriage.
是会影响我们跟神的关系的。
And it will impact our relationship with God.
那拜偶像就是否定神的存在。
Worshiping idol is to deny the existence of God.
拜偶像就是把荣耀归给这个假的神。
Worshiping idol means to give glory to this fake God.
当然这是神不能接受的。
And of course, this is unacceptable to God.
有时候我听到人在评论神。说旧约的圣经的神太厉害了。
Sometimes we hear people commenting on God and say the God in Old Testament is so powerful.
我希望我能够拜新约的神。
But I prefer to worship God in the New Testament.
那这样讲的人听起来好像很有爱心。
So for people who make this kind of comment, it seems like they are very merciful and loving.
但是如果我们放一个假设问题。
But if we were to put it in a hypothetical situation.
如果换我们来当神。
If we were the one who is God,
世界会发生什么?
What's going to happen to the world?
世界还会存到今天吗?
Will the world still be existing today?
我想早就被我灭掉了。
I'm sure it would have been destroyed long ago.
所以我们犯的罪其实是很深的。
So the sins that we commit are indeed very grievous.
但神还是存，让我们存留是因为神的怜悯。
But God allows this world to continue on because of his compassion and mercy.
那这里说拜将神的荣耀二十节，神的荣耀换成吃草之牛的像。
Verse 20, thus they change their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass.
所以神说要把他们全部都灭掉。
This is why God says that He was going to destroy all of them.
我们知道偶像有两种。
We know that idols comes in two types.
一种是外邦人所拜的偶像。
One is the idols in which the Gentile worship.
一个是以色列里面自己所造的偶像。
The other idol is which the one that the Israelites constructed themselves.
但是这两种偶像都是对信仰有非常毁坏的力量。
But both types of idols are very destructive when it comes to our faith.
所以我们要很留意。
So we have to be very cautious.
在教会里面，有的偶像是外面的文化飘进来的。
In the church, some idols are the cultures that floated in from outside.
但是有的偶像是我们在教会里面自己造的。
But some idols are something that we construct ourselves within the church.
不论是外面飘进来或我们自己造的，都是偶像。
Whether idols are floated in from outside currents or something we construct within the church, they are both idols.
都是在夺取神的荣耀。
They are all robbing the glory of God.
都是在抢夺神的主权。
They are both robbing God's authority.
这是神不能够容许存在的。
And this is something that God absolutely will not stand for.
所以我们要求神给我们有智慧。
We have to pray for God's wisdom.
使我们能够看清楚什么是偶像。
So we can clearly see what is an idol.
在教会里面什么是偶像。
In the church, what's considered an idol?
我会不会变成偶像因素当中的一个。
Will I become a factor to building of this idol?
在社会上什么是偶像。
In the society, what's an idol?
我们会不会被偶像的这个价值观所影响。
Will we become corrupted by the worldly idols?
那这样有这个智慧来分辨。
So we pray for God to give us this kind of discerning wisdom.
我们在心里的最深处才会高举神的荣耀。
In this way, in the depths from the bottom of our heart, will we raise up God's glory?
我们才会承认他对我们的主权。
And can we confess and that God has sovereignty in our lives?
真正尊重他为主。
And truly respect Him as our Lord.
这需要智慧。
This requires wisdom.
我们再看一个诗篇一百零六篇
Psalm 106
三十九节
Verse 39
这样他们被自己所做的污秽在行为上犯了邪淫四十节
40
所以神的怒气向他们百姓发作憎恶他的产业
Thus they were defiled by their own works and played the harlot by their own deeds. Therefore the wrath of the Lord was kindled against his people so that he abhorred his own inheritance.
这里说行为上犯了邪淫。
He says that their works became an idol, play harlot by their own deeds.
这个邪淫有两种解释。
This harlotry has two definitions.
一个是我们刚刚讲的偶像。
One is the idols that we had just spoken about.
那另外一个是什么?
What's the other?
我看三十节。
verse 30.
那是非尼哈起来刑罚恶人，瘟疫才止息。
Then Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague was stopped.
就在靠近迦南地的旁边。
By the border of Canaan.
哦，当时有一个巴兰先知啊，他被请去要咒诅以色列百姓。
There was a Balaam, prophet Balaam, who was hired in order to curse the Israelites.
啊，但是没有办法咒诅。
But he could not go through with his curses.
后来这个巴兰先知就想出一个办法。
Later, this prophet Balaam thought of an alternative way.
就用女孩子来引诱他们行犯淫乱。
He used a woman to seduce the Israelites into committing prostitution.
引起神的愤怒。
And this greatly enraged God.
那这个腓尼哈就是一个男跟女正在犯淫乱的时候，他用刀子把他一插，两个都死了。
And Phinehas was the person who took a spear and shoved it through a couple who was in the middle of adultery.
那神刑罚他们的瘟疫就止息。
And was then that God's the plague that God used to punish the Israelites stopped.
所以为什么这条路走不下去
？So how is it that they could not complete their journey?
淫乱
，because of adultery.
所以我们要非常谨慎。
We have to be very cautious.
哦，这个罪越来越难挡不住。
Because this sin is something that is almost irresistible and harder to resist.
所以求神给我们有智慧。
We ask the Lord to give us wisdom.
让我们不会陷入这个圈套里面。
So we will not fall victim into this kind of trap.
最后一个。
Last one.
我们再回来106篇。
Psalm 106.
啊，25节，26节。
Verse 25 and 6.
啊，24到26。
24 to 26. Then they despised the pleasant land. They did not believe his word, but complained in their tents and did not heed the voice of the Lord. Therefore, he raised up his hand in an oath against them to overthrow them in the wilderness.
旷野路好不好走？
Is it easy to traverse in the wilderness?
如果我们夏天到 Phoenix, 我们就知道。
In the summertime, if you go to Phoenix, and you know,
真的很热。
It's so hot.
旷野路是很热的。
In the wilderness, the way is super hot.
那为什么要走？
So why do we want to travel there?
因为有一个盼望。
Because we have hope.
迦南地。
Land of Canaan.
那如果这个盼望消失了。
If this hope disappears.
我为什么要再走下去？
Then why do we bother walking in the wilderness?
我为什么要受苦？
Why should I suffer?
就没有理由受苦。
There is no reason for us to suffer.
下一步，一步也走不下去。
And we cannot even take one step further.
神所要给我们的。
What God intends to give us
是超过我们所能够想过的。
Is something that's beyond our wildest imagination.
是超过我们在地上所能经验过的。
Is beyond anything that we have experienced in this earth.
有多好呢？讲不出来。
How wonderful it is it? We cannot speak of it.
如果一个人讲得出来，我们也听不懂。
If a person can possibly describe this type of pleasure, it's not something that we cannot understand.
为什么？因为超过经验。
Because it's beyond our human experience.
那个叫做天国。
And that is heaven.
但是从这里要到天国。
But going from here to heaven.
叫做义路。
It's a way of righteousness.
为自己的名引导我们走义路。
The Lord will guide us because of his name upon this way of righteousness.
世界的路是快乐的。
The way of the world is filled with pleasure.
但是那个快乐都是常常在罪里面。
But this pleasure are often associated with sin.
天国的路是义路。
The way to heaven is a righteous way.
所以要攻克己身，叫身服我。
So we have to pummel our body and make sure the body submits to us.
不简单啊。
It's no easy task.
为什么要受苦？
Why do we need to suffer?
因为我要上天国。
Because I want to go to heaven.
如果有一天，
If one day,
我天国的概念没有了。
The concept of heaven disappeared from
us. 我们没有天国的希望。
We have no hope in heaven.
信仰路再也走不下去。
And we could not possibly take another step in our journey of faith.
我为什么要受苦？
Why should I suffer?
你没有受苦的理由。
There is no reason to justify our suffering.
信仰的追求就结束了。
Then the pursuit of our faith is concluded.
虽然已经出埃及地。
Even though we have departed from Egypt.
迦南地走不进去。
We cannot go into the land of Canaan.
因为我们没有办法受苦。
Because we cannot stand any kind of suffering.
我们已经失去了盼望。
We have lost our hope.
所以求神给我们智慧。
We ask the Lord to give us wisdom.
让我们看清楚人生最有价值的是什么。
So we can clearly see what is the most meaningful purpose in life.
最有价值的是肉眼看不到的。
What is most meaningful is something that our physical eye cannot see.
那需要用信心的眼睛看到。
It requires the eyes of our faith in order to perceive it.
最有价值的需要付代价。
The most meaningful requires paying a price.
那个代价就是舍弃自己，背十字架。
This price is to deny ourselves and put on God's Christ, cross upon us.
逐渐往前走。
So we can continue forward.
我们就越靠近神。
So we will draw nearer and nearer to God.
我们就发现天国路原来是轻松愉快的。
And then we would discover the way to heaven is easy and without burdens.
因为神的能力是大的。
Because God's power is mighty.
神的恩典够我们用。
And God's grace is sufficient for us.
在神的恩典里面，我们可以刚强。
Under God's grace, we can be strong.
把这一条路走完。
And we can finish this journey.
唱诗。
Sing hymn.